It was when we were far away from Jerusalem on the other side of the Jordan that word first came to Jesus that his friend Lazarus was sick. Now, when Jesus first heard this, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And then, as best I can remember, nothing happened for a day or two. And then Jesus went to some of the disciples and said, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I go to waken him." Well, then the disciples said, "But Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll wake in his own good time. Leave him to wake." But then Jesus spoke more plainly and said, "Our friend Lazarus has died, and for your sakes I am glad that you were not there, that you may believe. But come, let us go." And with that, of course, Jesus left, the disciples left, and we women followed behind. It was a long journey back, and many of the disciples believed that Jesus was going to his death. Thomas said, "Let us go with him that we may die too." You see, Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha, they were great friends of Jesus. All three of them lived in Bethany. But Bethany is very close to Jerusalem, less than an hour's walk, I think you would say. So whenever we were in Jerusalem, we would usually visit Bethany and see Lazarus and Mary and Martha. So going back to Bethany meant we were so close to Jerusalem that everyone thought it was dangerous. But that's where we went. Before we had even reached Bethany, Martha came out to meet Jesus. As she came out, she said, "Lord, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And then Jesus spoke to her, saying that he was the resurrection and the life, and that whoever believed in him, though he perished or she perished, would have eternal life. Then Jesus asked Martha whether she believed, and she said, "Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ who is coming into the world." Well, when they had finished their conversation, which John has recorded, Martha went and got Mary. Mary fell at Jesus' feet, saying, "Lord, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." It was clear then that Jesus was both deeply moved and greatly troubled. And he asked then where they had laid the body. It was in a place as they often are in our land, in a tomb cut into the rock. They took Jesus there. There was a stone rolled over the entrance to seal the tomb. Well, in our land, even after 4 days, and it was 4 days, the body in the tomb will start to decompose even at the coolest time of year. But Jesus said that he wanted the stone to be rolled away. Well, Martha, ever the practical woman, she said, "Lord, Lord, there'll be an odour." And Jesus replied, "Did I not say that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Well, what else could they do? They rolled the stone away. And by then, there were many, many people there. For there were the mourners who had come to comfort Mary and Martha. And by then, not only Jesus and the disciples, but we women and the other ones who were following, we were there too. Well, Jesus looked up to heaven and he said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that you always hear me. But I have said this on account of those who are standing nearby. Then he turned. He turned towards the open tomb and said in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the man who had been dead 4 days, he came out. He walked out of the tomb. His hands, his head, his feet, they were still wrapped in linen cloths. But Jesus said, Unbind him and let him go. Unbind him and let him go. And that is what they did. They unbound him and let him go. And that was the seventh of all those great and glorious signs that we saw in those 2 years. All of them are recorded by John, and I encourage you to read each and every one of them for yourselves. For as John has said at the end of his writing, he has chosen those so that you may read them and believe in Jesus, that he is the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you too will come to eternal life.